A play that Knoxville has run several times this season with a lot of success is the speed option. Now, Knoxville is not known as an option-based team. The wing T is still the preferred style of offense, but that does not mean you can throw a little option into the system. Coach Eric Keller says quarterback Kieran Nichols has essentially two options. He has a very short time to decide what he's going to do with the ball.
We just leave one guy alone. It's an end man on line of scrimmage usually. And it sounds simple, but on the field when the quarterback's faced with the decision, it gets a little trickier. But we block everybody but that one guy. And if quarterback thinks that he's going to get hit, then he pitches it to the fullback. If he thinks that the guy he's reading is more focused on the pitch man and he can cut up inside, then he does. So it's really simple play. I mean, we all our linemen reach to the side the play is going, and we leave one guy alone, and then our quarterback gets to make the decision. And if he's ever unsure, we always tell him to keep it. You know, we don't ever want to make a silly decision and, you know, I wasn't quite sure, and he tried to pitch it and the guy gets a, you know, finger on it, or the fullback's not ready or something like that. But it's been pretty successful for us. Kieran does a good job reading that, and our fullbacks and wingbacks all are ready for a quick pitch because he gets rid of it in a hurry.
The Panthers have scored on it on a few occasions this season, most notably in a game against Sheraton, which got the Panthers back into the game.
Kieran takes a snap. Kieran will take it himself. Pitch out to Keegan Cox. Touchdown, Knoxville. Nice little option pitch there for the Panthers, and Knoxville responds to the Sheraton touchdown by drawing closer.
Keller says Nichols has less than a second to make a decision whether to keep the ball and run or pitch it off. It is like most triple option plays that you see Army and Navy run on Saturdays. The quarterback runs right or left with a pitch man alongside, and the quarterback reads the unblocked end player to see who he goes for. Keller says the speed option is not a certain scenario play. They can run it at any time, and it is designed to gain as many yards as they can.
Well, we can run that at any time. You know, it's like anybody's playbook. I mean, if you block everything right, it should be a touchdown. You know, if you write it up on the marker board, right? But if our guy's on the edge block and, you know, he makes a good read, then we feel that's a big play every time. More often when we pitch it, you know, if he keeps it, then, you know, linebackers and safeties usually close pretty fast. But anytime we get the pitch and our exterior guys that do a good job stock blocking, we feel like that can go for a while.
The key to this play is getting to the edge. Keller adds if the wing or wideout is doing his job, like blocking, the play is usually successful.
It just kind of depends on, most of the time it's a wing or a split end that's out there on the corner, and our fullback will read his block, so it could go to the sideline or cut it up. Usually he cuts it up, but we've got some good athletes who can really do some good things in space.
It is also a play that can be run out of a wide variety of looks in the backfield, from the typical Army-Navy flexbone look to the Knoxville wing T.
You can run it out of anything. You can have one back, two back, you can have three backs. You know, obviously you're only pitching to one guy and everybody else has to block, but yeah, we do it out of multiple formations.
Keller says it is not a hard play to run, but the key is making the right decision that falls squarely on quarterback Kieran Nichols. And by the way this play has been successful, he has typically made the right call. For Football Friday Night on KNIA KBLS, I'm Derek Cardwell.